talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're getting right back to the front lines of history in the making. Some new information on the murderer in Boulder, Colorado, who shot 10 people. Well, he shot more than 10 people, wounded a lot, but he killed 10 people, including a police officer with 7 children, and just random shoppers, anywhere from 25 years old, 60 years old, just walking down the aisle. He went in and gunned them down with an AR-15 style weapon. His name is Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alisa. He was born in 1999. He was only 21 years old. He was brought here by his parents in 2002. On his Facebook pages, he's expressed sympathy with ISIS. He's posted a lot of very, very conservative statements about Islam. And he finally just took a AR-15 style weapon. In his postings, he opposes gay marriage, and he simply shot 10 people. Now, here's the deal. Whether or not they charge this as a hate crime, there are a lot of different reasons why people commit mass murders. The mass murder in Atlanta last week was by a guy who had psychosexual problems. 6 of the 8 victims were Asian. There's an article in the New York Times by Brett Stevens that analyzes the real reasons behind his doing it. Ultimately, the solution is going to be banning assault weapons and getting background checks. But it's also naive to think that there haven't been jihadist killings in this country, and this was one of them. And people seem to brush that under the rug. They shouldn't brush it under the rug because there's going to be more of them. And I think the FBI is going to have to do a better job when they track hate speech on Facebook and everywhere else, that if somebody is radicalized, there's a very high possibility that they're going to kill somebody. Going back to the House of Representatives, believe it or not, the Republicans are boycotting a hearing on infrastructure. They're boycotting it. Why would they boycott that? They know that Joe Biden is going to be proposing a very large infrastructure bill. We discussed it earlier in the show, possibly about $3 trillion. It's going to be a generational boost to our infrastructure, bringing climate change under control. It's going to be a very big deal. And it is malpractice for Republican congressmen to try to politicize it this early and not give their input on how much it should be, how it should be directed, who decides where it should be directed, and so forth. But because the committee is led by a Democrat, because in the House, the Democrats have an 8-seat majority, the rule is that the majority party chairs these committees. When the Republicans were the chairs, it was because they had the majority. When Moscow Mitch in the Senate was a majority leader, they had the chairmanship of these committees. Now that Schumer's the majority leader and we have a majority simply because of Kamala Harris's vote, Democrats had the committee. That's the way it is. Big deal. The Republicans say no, because a Democrat is chairman of the committee, obviously we're at a disadvantage and they are going to boycott it. So I don't know if TV is going to cover it, but they're going to go into that room. They're going to go into that room and they're going to see a lot of empty seats where all the Republicans are supposed to be sitting. And all of this is so that the Republicans can then say, We didn't have any part in this. This is a defective bill because it did not have our input. Never mind that they not only have a legal entitlement to input, but they've been invited like any committee. This isn't a Democratic caucus in secret. This is going to be the Appropriations Committee and other relevant committees among the most important committees in Congress. The most important committees in Congress are the Appropriations Committee, the Ways and Means Committee. They're all important, of course, Commerce Committee, but these are very big deals. This is how we spend our money. This is the first time in my memory that the Republicans brought obstruction to this level, which is not even to show up. Not even to show up to say we think it's too expensive. We think it's too expensive. Look, you have something to say. You're stirring around over there.
Yeah, I mean, I would argue that it's the same tack that they took when it came to Merrick Garland, just refusing to do their job. So I would say that we've seen parts of this obstruction before, but I believe you're right. This is the first time we're going to see it where if Dems called the hearing and they refused to show up, this would be the farthest they've taken it.
Good point. Yeah, they have used... When they're in the majority, like they were with Merrick Garland, they knife the guy. They knife the guy. You know, this is a guy who was the chief judge of the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. That's the Circuit Courts of Appeals are just under the U.S. Supreme Court. The chief judges of each of them are a big deal, and the D.C. Circuit is the biggest deal. They wouldn't even have him in for a cup of coffee. It's a courtesy. I mean, usually a senator from the other party comes in, would you meet this guy? You meet him. You just meet him. Moscow Mitch would not meet. Moscow Mitch, none of the rest would meet. And this one, as you say, Luke, is going even one step farther. We're not even going to show up on the floor of the House in a committee meeting. You know, how bad is that? Well, that's what they're doing. In my view, and I think it's a shame, I think we need a responsible conservative party in this country that's a loyal opposition. And that has their say. And maybe there's something in this package that is unnecessary and that something can be saved. Let's hear about it. You don't want one party rule. Well, what's happening is they are just doing this to gin up issues for the 2022 election. That's all they're doing. They are going to have TV cameras, footage of a hearing that has no Republicans, and they're going to say no Republicans were part of this. And like, that's a good thing. Like, that's the Democrats' fault. What, they're too lazy to show up?
Well, I think that the committee chair should just simply take the time still that they would have allotted to the Republicans and call on an empty chair then. Have the hearing cover them calling on the Republican members that are supposed to be there and sit in silence for 2 minutes, and that's the Republican response then. That is what they should
pretty,
do.
That's clever. I'd certainly do it for one or two of them. You can say, now we yield to the Republicans for 2 minutes. We yield for Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, or Gomer, or Gossert, or Lauren Boebert, the Annie Oakley from Rifle, Colorado, or Marjorie Taylor Greene, except no, not really, because we threw her off. And what do you have to say? Do you have anything constructive, perhaps, to say about how we can save money? And then you sit there for two minutes. Thank you, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan. That was as eloquent as I have ever heard you. That's as eloquent as I've ever heard you. No, that's genius, Luke. Call up Pocan immediately. Call him up. Tell him that that's your idea. It's a heck of an idea. It's a heck of an idea. And it came from Luke. God bless you, Luke. It's a heck of an idea. Okay, going to California. Some good news for Gavin Newsom. They just did a poll in the recall. The bad guys have 2 million signatures. They only need 1.5 million. If we're held today, 52.5% would stick with Newsom, say no recall. 34.6% recall him. That's pretty darn good. It's a lot better than March 15, which is only a little over a week ago. I think people are starting to realize Newsom's a pretty good governor. Newsom's a very good governor. And the various nut jobs that they're throwing, you know, they don't have the Terminator this time. They do not have Arnold Schwarzenegger, which is the last time there was something like this. Gray Davis gets recalled, and they put in the Terminator. The Terminator rises above politics. Arnold rises above politics. But the leakers they have now don't rise above politics. The one little glitch for Newsom is that a slight majority of Latino voters voted, which would recall. But that is explicable. Latino voters are about 40% of the population in California. That's explicable by the fact that pollsters weight different areas of the state. And this time they overweighted the most anti-Newsom part, which is the San Joaquin Valley, the agricultural valley, where people are afraid that they are going to lose their jobs for whatever reason, unrelated to Gavin Newsom. So I think that overweighting was a mistake in this case. I think it was a mistake. I think it was a polling mistake. I think Newsom's strength is even stronger than that. But that said, even with that weighting, Newsom is retained 52.5% to 34.6% the other way. The Republicans in general would recall. Democrats obviously won't, but centrists have a slight bias in favor of not recalling Newsom. So he's holding independents, and he's holding by, 18 points. He's a good man. We've got to hold on to Gavin Newsom. Okay, the lines are lighted up, but we're going to a break. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after we resume. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.